It's the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susanna Wensby is cooking.
Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen, where you never know what you'll be served. I'm Susan Owensby. It's Saturday, the 13th of July, the 194th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. There are 171 days left in 2024. Summer holidays are on the horizon, and Erwan and I are busy preparing the meals we'll leave for you while we're away. We have two really lovely listener essays for you, as well as a music request show. So, a call to you. Send your musical requests to the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr. That's the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr. And essays to your pens. I'm especially fond of essays written on the theme, This I Believe. Inspired by Edward Murrow, the great American radio journalist, every evening on his radio show in the 1950s, a listener would read an essay about the principles that guided his life. This is how Murrow introduced the series.
This I Believe. By that name, we bring you a new series of radio broadcasts presenting the personal philosophies of thoughtful men and women in all walks of life. In this brief time each night, a banker or a butcher, a painter or a social worker, people of all kinds who need have nothing more in common than integrity, a real honesty, will talk out loud about the rules they live by, the things they have found to be the basic values in their lives.
I also want to hear your stories about your ordinary heroes, the people in your community who are doing extraordinary things and working to make the world a better place. It's about the teacher who inspires, the dedicated nurse, the neighbor who's always there. As listener Pramod Maheshwari said, just as small drops of water can fill a pitcher, small acts of kindness can change the world. Or how about an essay about a book that changed your perception of life? A man or woman whose actions inspired you to get involved in community activism, no matter how big or small. Descriptions of your local festivals. Be imaginative, and most of all, be yourself. Here's Laura Angela with the address.
You can write to Susan at the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr. That's the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
Thanks, Laura Angela. Paul Myers is off this week, but we have our magic mixer, Erwan Rome, with us, who has a lovely dessert for you at the end of the show on music from Erwan. There's the listener's corner with your answers to the bonus question, but first...
Are you ready? I do hope so.
And so do I, because it's... time for the quiz. Of June, I asked you a question about the European Parliament elections, where the far-right National Rally Party trounced President Macron's centrist bloc. Macron then proceeded to dissolve and call snap elections for France's lower house of parliament, which was a surprise to us all, even as Prime Minister Gabriel Attal, it seems. You were to refer to Jessica Phelan's article, Why did Macron call snap elections, and what does it mean for France? And send in the answer to this question. What percentage of the votes did Marine Le Pen's National Rally Party win, and what percentage of the votes did Macron's centrist bloc win in the European parliamentary elections? The answer is, to quote Jessica's article, with 31.4% of the vote, to the Macronists' 14.6%, National Rally leader Jordan Bardella called the results a stinging rejection of the president. In addition to the quiz question, there was the bonus question suggested by Father Stephen Wara from Bamenda, Cameroon. What do you do to help others have a secure and happy life? You'll hear the answers later in the Listener's Corner, so don't touch that dial. The winners of this week's quiz are RFI Listener's Club member Jayanta Chakrabarty from New Delhi, India. Jayanta is also this week's bonus question winner. He wrote, I learned from my father that helping one in need is the same as serving God. Thus, whenever I see less fortunate people, I go out to help them in my small way. Their happiness and solace bring joy and satisfaction to me to feel that I've been of some use to others. When I go out in the city with my group of like-minded friends, I see so many homeless and helpless people who are unable to earn a decent living. Helping them with money, buying a pair of shoes or shirts, brings them temporary relief. As tiny drops of water make up the ocean, so also our group efforts have inspired others to bring cheerfulness and smiles all around. Good for you, Jayanta, and congratulations on your double win. Also on the list of lucky winners this week are two RFI Listeners Club members from Dhaka, Bangladesh, Manzural Alam Ripon and Atikal Islam, who's also the president of the Narshunda Radio Listeners Family Club, and hailing from Hedehusen, Denmark, Hans Werner Lolika. Last but not least, there's RFI English listener Nizom Yasmin Kona from Naugaon, Bangladesh. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. Guess what is the subject of this week's quiz? Again, you got it. The subject on all French people's minds, the results of the snap elections for our National Assembly. As you know, the left coalition New Popular Front won the most seats, followed by Macron's center-right party, with the far-right National Rally in third place. None of the parties have an absolute majority. That makes the situation just a little bit messy, with many questions hanging in the air. Foremost, who will the prime minister be? Logically, someone from the New Popular Front, as they have the most seats. We'll see in the coming days what happens. The French Constitution sets strict deadlines for when key positions must be filled. As you read about in our article, what are the next steps now that France finds itself with a hung parliament? One of these is the appointment of chairs for each of the eight standing parliamentary committees. And that's your question. What are the eight standing committees, and by which date must the chairs of each committee be decided? Reread our article, What Are the Next Steps Now That France Finds Itself with a Hung Parliament? And send in the answers to these two questions. What are the eight standing committees in the National Assembly, and by which date must the chairs of each committee be decided? You'll find our article on the Sound Kitchen page on our website, rfienglish.com, as well as on the Sound Kitchen and the RFI English Listeners Forum Facebook pages. This week's bonus question is, what was your biggest life-changing decision, and how did it change your life? Mine's easy, having a child at 41. If you're a parent, I don't need to tell you how that changed my life because you had the same changes. Goodbye, selfishness. Goodbye, sleep. Hello, worry. And hello, the greatest happiness I've ever experienced. And even though it was really hard that late in life, I am so glad I did not miss out on this experience of mother love. What about you? What was your biggest life-changing decision? And be sure you tell us how that decision changed your life. And don't forget, we're happy to hear your ideas for bonus questions, so please send them in. You have until the 26th of August to get your answers to the quiz and the bonus question to me. Be sure to tune in on the 31st of August to hear if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address with your postal code. And don't forget to let me know if you are a Miss, a Ms., a Mrs., or a Mr. I don't want to get it wrong.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 9682. That's +336 31 12 9682. Always include your postal mailing address, and if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
It's EPUB time! The EPUB video competition is ready for your videos. The EPUB video competition is sponsored by the RFI Department Planet Radio, the department whose mission is to give a voice to the voiceless. EPUB focuses on environment and how climate change has affected ordinary people. You are to create a 3-minute video about climate change, the environment, pollution, told by the people it affects. So put on your thinking caps and start filming. You do not need expensive video equipment to enter the competition. Your phone is fine. And you do not need to be a member of the RFI clubs to enter. Everyone is welcome. And by the way, the prizes are incredibly generous. Go to the EPUB page, epub.network/en, to read about the past competitions, watch past videos, and read the regulations for your entry. You can also write to us at the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr2, and we'll forward your email to Planet Radio. Again, the EPUB information page is at epub.network/en. That's epub.network/en. The competition closes on the 12th of September, but as the old adage goes, time flies, so get to work now. We expect to be bombarded with zillions of entries from the English speakers.
It's time for the Listener's Corner. The question you answered this week, suggested by Father Stephen Wara from Bamenda, Cameroon, was about charitable acts. What do you do to help others have a secure and happy life? We'll start with the good padre, Father Stephen Wara, who suggested the question. He wrote, "I try my best to be a good Samaritan and neighbor to all who come my way, especially if they are vulnerable and need my assistance. First, and most importantly, as Scripture teaches us, is to pray for them. We are to feed the hungry, give drink to the thirsty, clothe the naked, shelter the homeless, visit the sick, and also prisoners. As Jesus said, whatever you do to the least of my brethren, you do to me. In sum, I try to be sympathetic, kind-hearted, and charitable." Radhakrishna Pillai wrote, "I have integrated my interests and skills with the needs of others by volunteering. I engage in positive interactions." Ashik Ekbal Tokon is with you, Radhakrishna. He wrote, "I believe in two essential actions. Spread positivity. Kindness is contagious. I smile at strangers, offer compliments, and uplift those around me. Positive interactions create a ripple effect and make everyone feel more secure and content. And I support mental health by actively listening to friends, family, and colleagues. Being there for someone during tough times can make a significant difference. Encouraging open conversations reduces stigma. And yes, a good laugh is medicine for the soul, even if it lands us in a hospital bed."
I love to laugh loud and long and clear. I love to laugh. It's getting worse every year. The more I laugh, the more I fill with glee.
You're no help at all.
The glee. The more I'm a merrier me.
I do love to laugh too, don't you? Do you remember that scene from Mary Poppins when Uncle Albert laughs so hard he floats up to the ceiling? That's kind of what it feels like when you get those crazy laughs, which are so fun. Back to the ground now with dear Ms. Dipita Chakrabarty, who wrote, I belong to the ladies' club of my housing society. We all are engaged in helping women and children in and around our neighborhood. During Diwali, Durga Puja, and Holi festivals, we invite the children to the community hall and distribute clothes, toys, and sweets. There's so much fun and merriment. My heart fills with joy to see so many smiling and happy faces around. I know, Dipita, nothing like children's laughter. I love that too. Ms. Bushra Nuwaz wrote that she does voluntary work in welfare organizations, and John Yime Sande Ture said that it all depends on the needs of the person at the time. Then he tries to help in whatever way he can. Dabasha Scope wrote that he tries to help through social, economic, and friendly behavior and good advice. Helmut Math wrote, I think it's only possible to contribute to the happiness of others if we are happy and content. The humanity we live in shapes us, but we also shape society with our behavior. Happiness is more than just the absence of unhappiness, and there are countless ways and opportunities to help other people achieve happiness and a good life. We must always reach out to people. We must always be friendly and helpful, and be careful that we don't always just take, but also give. We opened with a Roman Catholic priest, and we'll close with a Lutheran pastor, Hans Werner Lolicka. This is what Hans wrote. It is a question that is close to your personality. To give is one of the most concrete manifestations of love. My wife and I practice an old Christian habit of giving 10% of our income to charity. People and churches in Ukraine are, for the time being, at the top of our list. Just as important is to have an extra pair of eyes to see needs in your daily life by talking to people no one talks to or offering a ride to someone in your car. We do our best. And there you have it. Remember, everyone, this week's bonus question is, what was your biggest life-changing decision and how did that decision affect your life? Do you have a bonus question idea? If so, send it to us at the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr. That's it for today's Listener's Corner. Thanks, everyone, for participating.
Hello, everyone. I am Umman from Pakistan, and you are listening to the Sound Kitchen on Radio France International.
Okay, my friends, it's time to clear the table and wash the dishes. Thanks for joining me in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many, many thanks to Erwan Rome for his input and his mixing mastery, and thanks to you for listening. Be sure and tune in next week for the answer to the question about the Eurosatori weapons show. The Sound Kitchen podcast is ready for you every Saturday on the RFI English website, rfienglish.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'll play you out with music from Erwan, our sound engineer, who's also a musician. Today he chose a jazz ballad written in 1959 by saxophonist John Coltrane, Naima, which became one of his first well-known works and is now a jazz standard. Erwan chose for us a recording of Naima made by the great American jazz multi-instrumentalist and bandleader, Eric Dolphy. Dolphy played alto saxophone, flute, and bass clarinet, which was an unconventional instrument with then jazz in the bebop era, the 40s and 50s, but Dolphy's masterful playing brought the instrument to the forefront. However, today we'll hear him playing the alto saxophone on this recording often referred to as Dolphy's final love letter to his beloved friend, John Coltrane. Dolphy's improvisational style was characterized by the use of wide intervals, in addition to employing an array of extended techniques to emulate the sounds of human voices and animals. As jazz historian Ted Gioia noted, Dolphy used melodic lines that were angular, zigzagging from interval to interval, taking hairpin turns at unexpected junctures, making dramatic leaps from the lower to the upper register. Dolphy is remembered not only for his brilliant playing, but also as a figurehead of free jazz. So let's take a listen. Here's Eric Dolphy playing Naima by John Coltrane. Enjoy. And thanks again, Erwan, for another musical adventure. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, be kind, and stay in touch. And remember, do not confuse human beings, our brothers and sisters, with their governments. Stay safe, my friends. Talk to you all next week. Thank you.
Thank you.